America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
How many teams in NFL history have had a trade last year? The way the Commanders went down, they traded people at the deadline, obviously. They traded Montez Sweat. They traded all sorts of people. And then this following year, they're now buyers at the deadline. And you're starting to wonder if they're pushing the Jaden Daniels clock and starting to get that thing ticking. It's a rarity. It's a very rare thing. But if the Browns did hit on quarterback, Nick, I do think they have the core here that if Cam Ward was awesome and you drafted him, I do think there's enough there to be like, okay, now we're back to being buyers again. It just takes you hitting on a quarterback that is not, what's the guarantee there? There's no guarantee there. You can't make a plan around that.
Yeah, but
that's not a plan. That's just hope.
Yeah, but hitting on a quarterback could mean anything. Like, you hit on Baker. Like, Baker's a really good quarterback. He is a really good quarterback, but he's not a franchise quarterback, right?
Yeah, but Jaden Daniels is a franchise quarterback. I think we were talking about franchise quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I agree with you. Like, that's hope. Like,
and that's all it is. And you can sell hope, but hope is not a plan.
You can have the number one pick, and you're not guaranteed. It's not a guarantee that there's a franchise quarterback in this class. You might end up getting a really good one, and even if you get a really good one, a guy who's ready to be good number, you know, if it's Baker, but he can be Baker who Baker is in Tampa, and he's that day one. Might be a 500 team. And so getting back to it, though, and by 500 team, I meant more like an 8-win team, because I just remembered there were 17 games now and I have to do the odd math now.
No, I think you're drawing it kind of up like Caleb Williams almost, where Caleb Williams and the Bears kind of look like a 500 team. They got their franchise quarterback. They looked really good. They won 7 games last year, by the way, with Justin Fields. But they look like they're going to be this year probably around a 500 team when it's all said and done.
I think they can change the perception on which direction they're heading next year. I don't think they're going to be back to where the Super Bowl, Super Browns thing. And I think that's just really important.
Yeah,
and
I mean, by the way, about where we are right now. It would be very, it'd be very hard to dream of a scenario where you could get back to Super Bowl, Super Browns that quick.
I do think, I'm going to save that one for a different day. I do think, so I'll go in a different direction here.
Sure.
Improving. I do think that whether you're one offseason away or three, I do think that should dictate some jobs.
Yeah, for sure. Because then you think about it. Like, if you give somebody, if it's Stefanski, for instance, and then you say this thing's going to be 3 years before you can get going, well, Stefanski's going to be a head coach for 8 seasons with 1 playoff win? Can you name a time anywhere in NFL history? And maybe there's going to be 1 or 2 outliers, but I can't think of it.
Jason Garrett.
One or two outliers, you know? Yeah. But you got one of the most loyal owners in the history of sports when it comes to Jerry Jones with coaches.
As long as you're a kiss butt.
When it comes to coaches, yeah. The man, he just does it. He just gives you jobs forever. Same thing with the Steelers. They give you jobs forever. Like, and I think that might be another scenario, but even Tomlin's got, he's got Super Bowls in his back pocket. It's been 7 years since he's won a playoff game. But the point is you don't get many situations where you get 8 years and 1 playoff win. You don't get many where it's 5 years and 1 playoff win.
216-474-0092. So we're going to start here with this part of it, because the other thing that Zach said is they're not They're not, sorry, they are poorly coached and they're poorly built. We'll get into the bigger culprit there in a moment. But Jimmy in Strongsville, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, hi, guys. Real quick, you know, we talk and people talk, fans talk, you guys talk radio, all this great stuff. But the bottom line is, even if you get all these, you acquire, you have a fire sale or you don't have a fire sale, the bottom line is you have the wrong people picking with using the draft choices. These people, the people who are running the Browns today, be it you know, Andrew Berry or DePodesta or what little impact probably that Stefanski has, these are the wrong people. And there's a track record now out there with Andrew Berry. Forget the debacle of Baker Mayfield letting him go. What a disaster that's turned into. And then you double down on the disaster by giving Deshaun all this money. That's not my real point, though. My real point is these guys are the wrong people. And then moving forward, the other point I would like an address to the media, to everyone in the media, is no one, you know, there had to have been a point at some point in the Browns organization where somebody walked into somebody's office. I don't know if it was DePodesta. I don't know if it was Andrew Berry. I don't know if it was Dee Haslam. I don't know if it was Mary Kay Cabot. But somebody walked into the Browns office and said, hey, we could maybe maneuver to open talks with Deshaun Watson. I want to know who that person was.
Brian in accounting.
It's always Brian in accounting.
Right, Brian. It's always Brian in accounting. But I want to know who's the goofball that came up with this idea. And I don't think it was Kevin Stefanski, and I don't think it was Jimmy Haslam initially. Okay, it was somebody inside the personnel department with Andrew Berry or DePodesta. And I want to know who that person is, because whoever it is, they should be gone tomorrow.
All right,
it's
thank you,
ridiculous.
Jimmy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Jimmy, real quick, you feeling all right? You sitting a little under the weather?
No, I'm great, man.
All right, well, feel better. Be good, Jimmy in Strongsville.
What was that at the end of Jimmy?
Oh, no, I sound a little nasally. I want to make it's cold and flu season. We're launching. Daryl's sick. I just want to make sure. I'm taking care of our people, okay?
Okay.
I'll be honest
with
you.
He was like, no, I feel great. Now he's going to be self-conscious about his voice for the rest of time.
I'll tell you, if he gets a positive COVID test tomorrow, Jimmy, you heard it here first.
That's right. That's right.
I heard it. I'm that good. I'm early detection. Just going to walk down the street. You're pregnant. You have obesity. That one's an easy one.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, I just look in the mirror. So I do think that because there's camps forming. Like, we just got rid of the...
Well, that was an anti-Andrew Berry camp that called in.
And I think there's a fair amount of people in that camp. I think there are people who are anti-Kevin. And the reality is, I do think there's a catch-22 here. That I think it's quite possible that one of these guys is worse at their job than the other. I still am having trouble deciphering who truly... like, because I think if that's true... well, you fire the right guy, hire the right guy to replace him, and you might fix the Browns without having to do wholesale changes. I just don't know right now, like, which one I definitively think is worse at their job.
Yeah, I mean, I just think we can just say they both kind of stink at their job right now, and that just is the reality, right? I just don't know that it has to be a I'm choosing a side here when to the Browns.
I meant for the Browns.
Yeah,
I think Jimmy has to know. Who is worse at their job? Who might be hampered? Because here's the thing.
Do you think it's not? I mean, what are your odds then of suggesting that it would be a clear, clean house?
I don't think those work to the degree. Listen, the Andy Reid, John Dorsey's in Kansas City, those are package deals, and those are anomalies.
You really think, and I don't know one way or another. You really think we're going to have he's going to choose Barry or Stefanski, and one of them's going to win out the tug of war?
I think if you asked me, I'd probably say they're going to choose Barry. GMs tend to, I'm going to make a generality.
Yeah.
This is not what I would do. GMs tend to get that second life with a new coach. And head coaches, you don't get multiple GMs. You're Andy
Reid. Head coaches always take more blame in a city because they're in front of us way more. We see them more. We see them on game day. We can directly point to their mistakes in a way that it's a lot harder to when it comes to GMs. Like, yeah, it's usually how it goes. I haven't closed the door on the idea that it is more sweeping changes. And maybe it ends up being just something like it's Paul DePodesta and Stefanski, and then Barry all of a sudden saves it. But the way I look at it right now, Nick, I'm looking at it like it's Barry, it's Stefanski, and they're either there together or they're both gone at the end. I don't see it being one or the other.
So here's the thing. If you said, because I think with Andrew and Kevin, like, what do you think each of their greatest selling point is right now to keep their job?
I think with Stefanski, I think what he's got to do is try to convince Jimmy Haslam that he is a great play caller, even though he obviously gave up the plays, but he's got to try to convince him, right? And he's got to make the case with Joe Flacco. He's got to point out every quarterback under the sun, and he's got to try to live with that. And then if you're Barry, I think it's so hard right now for Barry to sell. I think the sell to Haslam, if you're Barry, is so much harder than the sell that Stefanski would have to make. Because what draft picks are you really pointing to? You're pointing to trades with Amari, like stuff like that. I mean, like, the best players on this team were all John Dorsey draft picks, Nick.
The
core of this team, and JOK is a part of that, but it's Denzel Ward, it's Myles Garrett, it's those type of players. The guys you've given the big money to, the majority of them have been Dorsey picks.
So I think Andrew has actually brought in some quality players. I think it's fair to say he hasn't brought in, like, the core guys that are untouchable. Like, Grant Delpit, I think, is a nice starter. He's probably not a guy. If somebody came up and said third rounder for Grant Delpit, you'd probably do that if you weren't Andrew Berry and drafted him.
Yeah, I mean, he's made some nice trades. He's drafted one Pro Bowler on record.
Yeah, and that's JOK, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why it took me a minute to get that. So I think when it comes to Kevin, he's a good play caller, which his job's a head coach, but I digress. With Andrew, it's the trades. And some free agent signing. He's made a couple good. I think Dalvin's really worked out. I think there might be a couple other. The first year of Jadavian. There's a couple moves that I actually think you can point to that have actually worked out in free agency.
Yeah.
I think the problem is, what's the number one thing I want from a head coach? Leadership. What's the number one?
He doesn't have that.
What's the number one thing I want from a GM? Drafting.
Doesn't have that.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
So when I'm now going on 5 years of football and I'm like, well, I think he's a really good offensive coordinator, but I don't know his head coach material. And, well, I think he does some things that I like of a GM, but the most important thing is I don't think he's cut the mustard. He might be the 480 coaches or the 480 winning percentage of GMs when it comes to drafting. Yeah, you need to get to above 500.
Okay, but you sound like you're getting to a spot where you're ready to get rid of both, which is something that you historically said you don't believe the NFL does much of.
Well, no, I don't think it works. Not with this guy. Not with Jimmy. Yeah, I think it's really hard if you already have your own consistency issues as an owner to then, in one off season, fix it all.
Okay, so knowing that's as hard as you know it is, what would you do?
I'd fire Kevin.
Just Kevin?
No, okay, I'm saying this today. If this plays out the way it's played out the first 9 games, the last 8 games, I want to see a different leader. I think leadership was a problem with the Cavs, with JB, his style of leadership and the lack of offensive acumen. I think the style of leadership is problematic. I think you have a team that doesn't know what to do when it gets punched in the face. They don't have an identity. That falls at the head coach.
Yeah, I look at him still like a band almost, and I know some bands will change out like the drummer or something like this. I look at him like they're either on tour or they're not. They're either all together or they're not, and it's tough. There's no easy way out. We're a 2-7 football team. We stink. That's why we have to have these conversations.
216-474-0092. Eric and Akron, you stick there. What is the bigger issue for the Browns right now? That they're poorly coached or poorly built? I want to get JP's take on this next on 92.3 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.